We're going to study the Maharal. It's from Sefer Gevuras Hashem, as we study relating what he writes in Gevuras Hashem to the Parsha, to Parshas Vayigash. Maharal Gevuras Hashem Perik Yud, about midway through, maybe a little less than halfway through the Perik Yud of the Gevuras Hashem. In these editions of the Gevuras Hashem, on page Samach Aleph, right hand side, up on top, Hinei Hisbar Lecha Sibas Hagolus Al Da'as Rabbeinu Zecharenum Levracha V'hu Hanachai U'midivreihem Al Tazuz Ki Moitzeihem Matzachayim Shehem Yodu V'omdu Al Divrei Torah B'chachmasim U'be'emunasim. The circumstances of how and why the Golos Mitzrayim began will be explained and will be discussed. And the view of Chazal in how and why the Golos of Mitzrayim came about should be known and appreciated and accepted. And we shouldn't twist the story and twist explanations of the events in ways that we might find comfortable or that somehow are easily understood by us, but rather we should trust in the views of Chazal. This is what Maharal is famous for, explaining to us how the Chachamim knew and appreciated what it is that's happening. They understand what is the narrative, the true narrative of the Torah. And we have to trust and believe in how they explain what the truth is, and in what they say happened between Yosef and his brothers, between Yosef and his father, and not conjecture or struggle so much with what is the narrative of the Torah, just appreciate how Chachamenu explained that narrative. Aval shenomar, but that if we were to say Dvarim Hashem lehem yisod, some baseless explanations, kimichiras Yosef hasiba laonesh shibud mitzrayma. For example, there are those who say that the reason for us having to be in exile in Egypt is that it's punishment for what was done to Yosef. That the Mechira, the sale of Yosef, is the Siba. That's the cause for the Onesh, for the punishment of the Egyptian exile. Davazel lo yitachen. He says this is incorrect. It's not correct. It's not possible. K'mei shamar l'mala, as was discussed earlier. Ki adraba, yiridas Mitzrayim hu ha-goyrem l'mechira. He says it's just the opposite. He says that because we had to go to Mitzrayim, that's why there had to be some circumstances that would force Yaakov and all of Bnei Yaakov to go to Mitzrayim. And that therefore, the Mechira of Yosef, which caused him to become the viceroy in Egypt, all happened in order to bring Yaakov to Mitzrayim and to bring him there at least not just temporarily, but for a good long period of time. Ulufichach, Ramaz Yosef Dvar HaMechira LeYaakov Aviv. And that's why in the message that Yosef sends back with his brothers to his father, he explains the Mechira, as it were, as something that Yaakov should not be upset about. So here we have the Maharal dealing with the very well-known question, did Yaakov ever know that it was his other sons who had sold Yosef to Mitzrayim? Did Yosef ever tell him? Did Yaakov ever become fully aware of the circumstances? The Maharal here doesn't shy away from it and says it could be Yaakov was told. But he writes here that again, Ulefichach Romaz Yosef Dvar HaMechira LeYaakov Aviv, Yosef references the fact that he was sold into bondage, but he says it in a way and with a message, shelo yanish es banov al shem machruhu, telling Yaakov that he should not punish his sons, Yosef's brothers, for having sold Yosef. Shehi gzeira min hashamayim kedei sheyerdu Mitzrayim. This is what God wanted. This was a heavenly decree. V'hainu dechziv. And that's why we read in Parshas Vayigash, ul aviv shalach kizos. And to his father, Yosef sent the following. Asaracha morim nosim mituv Mitzrayim. V'eser asar nos nosos boru v'lechem u'mazon la'aviv. I always wondered, you know, there are so many people in the family. Yaakov, one elderly father, grandfather, doesn't need to have a separate huge amount of food sent just for him. So why is this part of the story? You know, he sent all these wagons and then these donkeys. Alternatively, he only sent wagons, but the donkeys are the measure. Donkey loads, and why it's so important to tell us how much, and why it's all somehow directed or pointedly sent to Yaakov. Umidichsiv ula aviv shalach kizos, because the Torah says, and to his father he sent kizos, an amount of the following. Uperusha kiminyan hazeh, telling us that the following number of donkeys or donkey loads were sent. The fact that it's introduced that way, where the number is made into something so important by the Torah. Uperusho keminyan hazeh. Mashma demedaktek hakosuv al haminyan hazeh. It seems that the point is, and it was 10, specifically 10 chamor loads that was sent. Mashma medaktek hakosuv. It's got to be specifically 10. Maishna minyan asara. What's specifically so important about the number 10, mi minyan acher? V'im lo shehoya hakosuv medaktek al haminyan. And if not for the fact that the Torah would be telling us that the number 10 is so important, it would have left out the kizos. Havi lemichtav ulo aviv shalach asara chamor. Lama hutzrach lemichtav kizos. Ella ba loma. The whole point of this is to tell us ki hacheshbon hazeh dafka shalach. It's all about this specific number. V'kasha ma'itam l'cheshbon hazeh. Rak shehoyem mechavin Yosef laharis la'aviv. Shehashvatim asher machru oisoi. Lo hoyu l'mchirosei rak moi hachamor. Shehu noisei masa v'en yodea tachlis masa hazeh shehu noisei. The number 10 is, of course, a reference to Yosef's brothers, the ones who sold him, 10 of them. Binyamin wasn't there, so it's the 10 other brothers. And he is saying that they are as innocent as chamorim, dumb donkeys doing their job, carrying a heavy load, carrying a burden, simply because that's what their master is asking them to do. Kach hashvatim. Hayu poyalim hamechira hazos v'lo hayu yoidim ma'hem oisim. Ki lo hayu oisim rak ma shegazer aleihem HaKadosh Baruch. They're just doing what the heavenly decree had them do. K'may hachamar hazeh shenayse masa shesom alav ha'adam shehu adayin loy. Like a donkey carries a heavy burden that master has placed on the donkey. Certainly the donkey can't appreciate how important the load is, what a treasure it's carrying, how important it is that it be delivered. All of this is something the donkey is just unaware of. This could be gormim hayirida. They didn't realize that they were to be the cause of some great purpose. The cause, meaning they're going to be selling, and by selling their brother Yosef, all of them will one day end up there. That's going to be the circumstance through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu accomplishes a very great thing. The movement of the family of Yaakov, Shivim Nefesh, to Mitzrayim. This is epic. The fact that we're going to go as a family, and then we're going to establish the Jewish people here. This is the fulfillment of Yedoa Teda Kiger Yezeracha Be'eretz Lo Lahem. This is the reason why I was brought here, Yosef's saying. This is why they had to sell me. Now, of course, they, of course, were doing it for what they thought was their purpose of getting rid of Yosef. Because they detested him, they had such contempt for him, so they wanted him out. But that's what they thought was the reason for what was going on. But mikol makom ikur ha'pa'al hazeh, the whole point of it happening, the reason that in the big picture, providentially, this had to happen, it had to be that they would sell him, it had to be that they would bring their brother, their most leading, capable brother, to Mitzrayim, where he would rise to a position of leadership and eminence. It's all sheyerid Yaakov leMitzrayim k'moshe yisbar. It's all because that's what they were supposed to do, to get Yaakov uvonrov into Mitzrayim. That's it. It's not because of anything else, and therefore, don't blame them. And Yosef is saying to his father, it's all good. And he is saying it with this message through sending these 10 chamor, these 10 donkey loads, or the agalos are full of an amount that would measure up to 10 donkey loads. But the reason the Torah emphasizes this is because these 10 chamorim represent the simplicity with which these 10 brothers fulfilled a mission unawares of what they were doing and why God wanted it to be done. Olufichach sholach asara chamorim nosim yituv Mitzrayim. They were as unawares as a chamor would be. So this part of the morale is saying that the whole issue of the 10 chamorim, kazos, this number, 10, was Yosef's way of saying to his father, they were, I wouldn't say innocent, but they certainly should not be treated with guilt. It's not for us to judge, because this was so divinely decreed, and so much the desire of heaven, as to cause us to leave it alone and not regard them critically because of it. Now, that doesn't mean that they can't and won't be taken to task. I mean, the Asara Haruge Malchus, so many generations later, pay the price for what was done to Yosef by his brothers. But right now, Yosef is saying, let's understand, big picture, why it had to happen. And therefore, let's not agonize over it. And let's not, in any way, have some sense of falling out, God forbid, between us and amongst us in the family. Now he continues and says that there's more messages, messaging going on in these numbers. There were these 10 male donkeys and 10 female donkeys as well. And those are two separate messages, but messages about how it had to be and what purposes Hashem had for bringing about the coming to Mitzrayim through this, that Yosef was sold. V'hoyu nosim tuv Mitzrayim, she'yehu menatzlim es Mitzrayim. They emptied Egypt of its wealth, of its gold. That's what's going to happen. And Yosef is saying that this is the beginning of and the means through which we will eventually see the fulfillment of Acharechem Yetzu Berechush Gadol. And when we leave, it'll be with great wealth, as promised to Avram Avinu. V'chein hu omer lifnei zeh, as he, Yosef, said to his brothers, actually, it's the Pharaoh said to them, "Kituv eretz Mitzrayim lochemhu." And Rashi says, "V'nisnabe She'asidim la'asas osa kimetzula she'ein ba dagim. She says that when he says, when the Pharaoh says, the best of Egypt is now yours, he was saying prophecy without realizing it, because ultimately the best of Mitzrayim will become Yisrael's. Because when we leave, we're going to take so much of that wealth of Mitzrayim with us. We're on the top left-hand column. Furthermore, there were 10 of these female donkeys. Perish oid hayosiba shemachru es Yosef. Another point of Yosef being sold was mipnei she yehei davar zeh siba shiyisparnus bimei harav, so that they would have what they need most immediately during these years of famine. So there are two messages, parallel messages, of these 10 donkeys that are male and 10 that are female. The first message is all of the wealth of Mitzrayim is going to become our families. It's going to all become Am Yisrael's legacy. And secondly, in the most immediate sense, for immediate survival, all of us are going to survive and even flourish, because even though there's famine worldwide, we're going to be enabled to live and live comfortably. So it's all a message of, no, it's not something that we should look back on with regret, not now. It's not something that we should be perhaps addressing within the family and making amends for. We shouldn't be looking to punish Yosef's brothers. And Yosef's himself saying this, and he's saying it to his father. So this is the big picture, that things happened in this family because ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu said we must bring Yaakov Uvanov to Mitzrayim. And so very much like the Pasuk says, when Yaakov initially asked Yosef, Re'ei Shlom Achecha, go see how your brothers are doing. And the Torah says that he, Yosef, was sent to make Emek Chevron. Now, Emek Chevron is hard to understand because Emek means a valley and Chevron is up in the hills. And so Chazal say it means the Eitza Amuka, meaning it's a deep and it's a very profound providential circumstance that brings Yosef to go after his brothers, who will then sell him, because this is the means through which the beginning of the Jewish people's birth in Mitzrayim will take place. It's all going to be the story of Israel, how we are born, founded as a nation in Mitzrayim. But we have to get to Mitzrayim. These are the circumstances that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is turning. These are the wheels turning, and the circumstances that are brought about by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that, providentially, it'll be that we are in Mitzrayim and not in Canaan. Another fascinating thing, let's skip to the next paragraph. When the Torah tells us what it is that was sent, Cult of Mitzrayim. So Medrash says, Grisim shel pul. These are black-eyed peas. And Grisim shel pul means that they've been crushed, like split peas, or maybe even ground more finely. Nira shehapul teichenin oisai berechayim shel grusos. It's ground in a mill.
A grist mill.
In a grist mill. It's ground. Sheka asher gorsin oso berechayim ose harbe ma'od. By crushing it that way in a mill, you produce many, many, many small pieces. Lekach nikra grisin. She gorsin mishabrin oso lechalokim harbe. They are divided into many, many small pieces. V'chol od shemishabrin oso, the more you crush it, nasa l'chalokim harbe, the more parts, the more pieces it breaks into. Kach hoyu yisro, b'zman shehoyu mishabdim behem ba'avoda ha-mishaberes eskufa. That when Am Yisrael was broken by the hard, back-breaking labor at the behest of the Egyptians, Al yedei zeh hoyu parim v'ravim. Ultimately, it turns into a blessing, because as the Torah says, "Kasher ya'anu oso, kein yirbe, v'chein yifrotz." V'chol zeh hoyu garmim hashvatim b'li yidiyasa. All this is going to happen as a result of our coming to Mitzrayim, without our realizing it. L'kach yikaru k'may hachamayrim sh'noisim davar ve'enim yoydim davar. So they're carrying all of this pull hamitzri, and they don't realize that it represents the fact that we're coming to Mitzrayim for a great purpose. That in this Egyptian exile of ours, we will suffer and be crushed like pull hamitzri is crushed, but then turned into something that will have yet more parts to it, and that will grow, because we will be blessed all the more so because of how much we are oppressed. The more oppressed we will be, the greater and more powerful a nation we will become. Kach asar shvatim hayu poelim, v'lo hayu yodim ma hayu poelim. So they're bringing this all about by going to Mitzrayim. They brought it about by selling Yosef to Mitzrayim, but they don't realize it. They are bringing this all about, but like chamorim who don't know what they are carrying, who don't appreciate what burden they are carrying. V'af agav, the Mefari Sham, even though the Medrash explains she'shalach le'grisin shalpul shehem al akas nefesh, that these black-eyed peas are apparently good for a depressed soul, that they lift the spirits. Ratzulem she'yakov ha'yakol yom of bitzara. Yaakov was a man whose life was laden with difficulty and hard times. Grisin shel pul tevim lazer. And apparently the pul hamitzri is something good, beneficial for someone who's been suffering. B'vadai ha'yu b'zeh nigla v'nister. That's nigla and nister. Ha'nigla kimashma'a. That it's good for Yaakov, that it's something healthful, that it's good for his spirits, that's benigla. V'hanister ramazlai b'cheshbin ha'chamayri. The nister is the message of what's being carried, like chamerim carrying something, but with a purpose that they can't appreciate. And finally, he says, "V'oid yesh b'medrash shalach yoy yayin yashon shadas zekenim noche hemenu." Medrash says that he sent him old wine that's good for the spirit of the elderly. That it's something that the wise man, not just the elderly, but the wise man, the zekenim, can appreciate, and they can have some expansiveness of their soul and of their conscious awareness of things, because that's what yayin, good old wine, does for them. Gam ze remez hagzeira hayishana shegozer aleim yamim kadmonim lavrom al yudas mitzrayim sheyishtu kais ze. And we have to drink something which seems to be a potion that's maybe not so immediately appreciated. So you drink it. It's called a kos. And even though at first you might think that it's not something that you would enjoy, sometimes a punishment is called a kos hatarelo, like a cup of poison. But this is not a cup of poison. This is a cup that you don't realize what's in it. You might not appreciate why you have to come down to Mitzrayim, but it's good to drink from this cup. And it's called Yayin Yashon because it's something that if you were a Zaken who could appreciate and know and have the greater awareness that wine can bring on, then you would know this is a long-founded, well-established plan of old. And that's the idea of calling it Yayin Yashon, because this is an old plan. This is the plan of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had said to Avraham Avinu, Yedoa Teida, Kiger Yezer Acha Be'eretz Lo Lahem. This is a long-standing plan that Yaakov and his sons should come to Mitzrayim. The old Gzeira, the Gzeira HaYashona, Shegozer Aleihem Miyamim Kadmonim, long ago decreed and shared with Avram, Ad Vidas Mitzrayim. Sheyishtu kosei, so therefore they should drink this cup and understand that it's for a great purpose. V'hayim ramiz le'benister gam kein, hanigla kimashmo, v'hanigla and the Nistar, the Cheshbon HaChamorim. That should probably read V'hanistar, as he said earlier, V'hanistar B'cheshbon HaChamorim. U'lekamon yisbar Eitzel Arba Kosos Ki Hayayin Mora Al Hagzera Min HaShemayim. Yayin contains in it things that are, so to speak, hidden. It's contained within the grape. It's hidden within. And, of course, it also has the ability to hide great mysteries, which only come out when nichnas yayin yotza sod. Sod meaning very important ideas. Yayin is the gematria sod, the Maral later points out. And furthermore, he says, V'yayin yashan ola b'misparo taflamid. He says, furthermore, yayin yashan in gematria is 430. Hu mispar mashi yashv Yisrael b'mitzrayim. As the Pasuk says, Moshe b'nei Yisrael b'mitzrayim arba meyos u'shloisha. So that the idea of yayin yashan is, this is an old standing, great and important event. And it's something that's the fulfillment of the great, holy, heavenly design of yore. And Toflamid, Yayin Yashin is Begematria, the 430 years of Moshav B'nei Yisrael B'mitzrayim. How much time elapsed from the time that Yitzchak's born until the Yitziah, until Yitziah's Mitzrayim. Kol zeh melamed lecha ki yiridasim leMitzrayim haya hasiba leMechiras Yosef. All of this is a way of the Torah saying, of Yosef saying to his father, that the reason for his having to be sold to Mitzrayim was so that they could all end up there. Because they had to end up in Mitzrayim, he, Yosef, had to be sold. Lo shetehe ha-mechira siba li-yiridas Mitzrayim. It's not that because he was sold, therefore they have to all end up in exile in Egypt. On the contrary, it's the very opposite. It's because of the great and important need that we be in Mitzrayim, that the circumstances were such that we're going to end up there. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings it about was through Yosef being sold to Mitzrayim. This is a message that he, Yosef, shares with us, but apparently also with his father. So that the Maharal is implying that to whatever extent Yaakov may have had some suspicion or ultimately realized how Yosef had ended up in Mitzrayim, Yosef's message to his father is, it's good. It's all good. This is exactly how it was meant to be. This is exactly the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's design and plan here, perfect. And that's the message to us as well. That when we, in our long experiences of Golus, have so much that's difficult and challenging, we have to know that the circumstances that we are in and the trouble that we find ourselves in, the trouble and travail of the Golus, this is the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's all ultimately brought about because in the end, there's a great and divine purpose to it. And the nature of the Geula that will result is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. The circumstances for it, therefore, the big picture is that it's all good because it's meant to bring out something very great and to bring out something ultimately victorious and eternal for the sake of the future of Am Yisrael.